Our second reading this morning is taken from selected parts of the Gospel of John and the book of Revelation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he authority to become children of God, to them who believe in his name, who were born not of bloods, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth were passed away, and the sea is no more. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell in a tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither mourning nor crying, neither shall there be distress any more, for the former things have passed away." And he who sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts of the fountain of the water of life freely. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He who testifies these things says, 'Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Yes, come, Lord Jesus.' Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Final reading this morning is taken from selected passages from the writings given for the new church. The subject treated of in the internal sense of Exodus chapter 23 is the shunning of the falsities of doctrine and of the evils of life. And that when this is done, truths of doctrine and goods of life are implanted, and through these we are regenerated by the Lord. The scripture, "Little by little I will drive them out from before thee," means a removal effected gradually according to order. When we undergo spiritual rebirth or regeneration, which is accomplished by the implantation of spiritual truth and good, and at the same time, by the removal of falsity and evil, the rebirth is not hurried, but takes place slowly. The reason for this is that all the things we have thought, intended, or done since early childhood have entered into the composition of our life. They have also formed themselves into a network which is such that one cannot be moved without all of them together being moved. From this it is evident that the evils and falsities with us cannot be removed suddenly from where they are. They can be removed only in the measure that forms of goodness and truths in their proper order have been implanted more deeply within us. For heaven with us removes hell. If the removal were done suddenly, we would pass out. For the whole network of things, every single one would be thrown into confusion and deprive us of our life. The fact then is that spiritual rebirth or the implantation of the life of heaven with us begins when we are young children and continues right on to the final phase of our life in the world, and it continues in the other life forevermore. In addition, and this is a secret, our regeneration in the world is merely the foundation for the unending perfection of our life. What's more, since humankind knows scarcely anything at all about these things, many have thought that the life of hell with us can be changed to a life of heaven with us in an instant, by mercy. But in actual fact, mercy lies in the whole act of regeneration. And none of us undergo spiritual rebirth apart from those who receive the Lord's mercy in faith and life while they are in the world, in keeping with the Lord's words in John. As many as received him, to them he gave power to be sons of God, to those believing in his name who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. This is the end of our readings from the Lord's word. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of it. Amen.